So that was the normal thing that I normally have when I go for a long retreat, like 10 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally the first few days is allowed me to settle down. So that was good, fourth day good. Then the trouble start is on the 50.
I
told volunteer. What happened was that on the Tuesday night, my second granddaughter, well, 3 years plus.
Phone call.
She missed me so much, she call. Video call. My my daughter called me and she was crying. I think Casey was in the room so trying to pacify her. And finally, I asked her, okay, are you happy now? Okay, finally, she switched off her handphone herself.
Oh, sadio.
Okay, now, that is where the trouble is. The mind go back again. The mind go back again.
Yeah.
Then
it will continue.
Then
the
next,
worry.
The next few days, even though I can try to be aware, practice awareness during daytime, at night I have a lot of dreams.
That one is very good. You know why? You learn. This is how your brain works. Understand? Yeah. The unfinished business that Krishnamurti talked about, it will linger on your brain. You worry for your granddaughter. Understand?
Yes.
When that thing is there, that worry is a negative thought process. And that worry is a fear. Understand? And that fear become a phobia inside you. That's why you dream one. It will trigger one. That's why you cannot concentrate. Wherever there is a problem, means you perceive it with negativity. Understand? So next time I teach you, she is the way she is. Understand? Her life. She must take care of her karma. But if you want to help her, because you are in a retreat, you have parami. You say, by the power of whatever merits that you have developed over these few days, may it arise the causes and conditions for her to recover to good state of mind. Now, this is more effective. Rather than worry, because the reality is you are here. Understand? There is nothing you can do except video call. And video call is not effective. You have to be there. But don't worry. Condition like that, things will be like that. And you have to tell your granddaughter, you say, don't worry. Akong, go back. I take you out. I will do whatever you want so that you can be happy again. So now, can I request you to listen to Akong? You bless Akong, have a good retreat, realize the good Dhamma or enlightenment, then Akong reward you.